Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with. Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 check it out. Lakers, what are y'all doing? I'm going crazy right now. Sitting up here talking to my boy Eric, and we sitting up here debating who's the hotter team, who's the best team. And hold your applause, because my team ain't winning. I'm a big Lakers fan. I've been a big Lakers fan forever. I like the Clippers. Clippers are good. They got a hot squad. The applause can calm down now. Applause, calm down. Applause is still going. Applause is still going. Hey, why is that block like 2 hours long? Hey, but check it out. If you're feeling me right now, if you're feeling me that the Lakers should have won that game last night, I need y'all to hit me up. Please call me right now because I need some backup right now. Everybody's voting for the Clippers right now, but at the end of the day, the Clippers are still my team. Call me, 914-338-1303. Let me know if I'm crazy. Let me know, should I be a Laker fan or should I be a Clipper fan? And if you got something to say about that, hit me up and let me know, okay? So check this out. I was talking to my boy Eric Zuli, and we talk about a lot of different things. Did somebody just come in on my phone right now?
No.
Okay, man, we got to stop that. Hey, but look, check this out. I was watching TMZ the other day, and I can't hear somebody talking right now over my line. They need to get off, okay? But I'm sitting up here watching TMZ, and they had this kid who got killed the other day basically taking pictures of Justin Bieber's Lamborghini. My thing is this, you know, everybody's got to work. Everybody's got to do what they got to do. But do me a favor. You got to be responsible in whatever field that you decide to get into. And I'm watching this, and it's crazy because he's trying to take pictures in the middle of the freeway of something that he has no business of. And I know you make money off of that, but was it really worth your life? You know what I mean? You got all these people that love you and care for you, and you out there running around doing things that really, I mean, really the paparazzi world is really kind of like a joke to me, but yet you can make money off of it, and nowadays you can make money off of anything, and if you can make money off of it, it's okay to do it, and that's crazy to me. So do me a favor. If you're out there trying to do your thing, be responsible. Nothing against, you know, people trying to get their pictures and get their money, but be responsible, show some respect, and, you know, like, watch out, take care of yourself, because it's not worth it at the end of the day. And to all the paparazzis out there, you know, be a thing, but, you know, be respectful, all right? Yeah, moving on. Check it out. So you think you get dance auditions are going to be coming up very soon? I got the lowdown on it. I just want to talk about this because there's a lot of people that call me up and they say, yo, Shane, you know, what are they looking for when they do these auditions for So You Think You Can Dance? Oh, my God, please turn that down. Oh, God. Hey, turn that down. Hey, so check this out. And my thing that I want to tell everybody is this. Nigel, Mary, depending on who's, like, doing the audition, they're looking for originality. They're looking for somebody with a lot of flexibility, and they're looking for somebody with a great look. I don't want y'all to get too blinded by the fact that it's a dance show, because it is dance. You need to know how to dance. But remember, it's a reality show, and it's all about your story. It's all about your look. It's all about your dance ability and how you are and who you are as a person. So when you go in there, don't go in there thinking, I'm the dopest popper. I'm about to make this show. I'm the dopest ballerina. I'm the dopest whatever. Don't go in there thinking like that. Go in there prepared. Go in there with something that's going to make their mouths drop that they haven't seen before. And even if they've seen it, you just do it better, okay? And when you go in there, if you got something that you want them to know, and like you have something tragic that probably happened, make sure, don't go too deep into it, but let them know, because those stories like that, those are the things that help them decide who's going to be a part of the show or not, because everybody loves the soft stories. Sad to say, but they do. So when you go in there, make sure you have your stuff right. Don't go in there lying, because they will do a background check on you. So you think you can dance, have the best background check people, so they will find out if you're lying or telling the truth. And if you're a crook, if you're a criminal, if you've already done some crooked stuff, don't go on the show, because they will find it out and they won't let you on the show. And you'll wait till they'll let you do all the stuff and let you audition, and then right when the show's about to start, you'll get cut, because they'll find out what you did, okay? And you've seen that. If you watch any American Idol or if you watch any reality show, somewhere along the line, like the second or third episode, all of a sudden you're like, damn, what just happened to him? They'll find out that he has some type of domestic violence or something crazy in his life, and that'll get him kicked off the show. And, you know, we don't want that. So be prepared. The audition section of it, make sure you come with something. When you, the stuff that you wear, make sure what you wear is appealing. Don't be over sexy and don't be under, you know what I mean? Don't be like too conservative, because the show is about your physique at the end of the day too. So come show them what you got, but don't show too much. Come with your best moves. If you need to get with a choreographer, I know dancers that get with choreographers that will help them audition for the show to make it that much better. Don't be shy and don't rely on your own talent. Rely on everything else around you. Watch all the old episodes. See what they liked and what they hated. That will help you do what you need to do to get prepared to be on the show. And other than that, be happy, be smiley, be cute, and all that good stuff. So you think you can dance? It's a hot show, but it's a lot of political stuff that goes into it. So when you go in there, don't just think your dance is going to get it. It's way more to it than that. And if you have any questions, anything you want to talk about, anything you need to know from me personally, you can hit me up on the show, 914-338-1303, Planet Dance. I'm trying to give y'all everything that I can, because that's what I do, okay? So check this out. Eric, if you're on the line, I need you to come in, because I want to talk about some stuff with you, too. Real quick, if you're there.
Yes, sir.
Eric Dooley. Yo, check, Eric. Remember how we was talking about the whole Justin Bieber thing?
Yeah.
And we talking about the paparazzi. I know you talked about it on your show, but tell me what you think about that and how you feel about what the paparazzi, what they do and what they get away with. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, as someone that works in media and is on that side of things as well, and also as someone that works with the talents and interviews, and I have my own show coming out and all that stuff, I try to wear the shoes on both sides. And I would say, yeah, it's nothing is ever worth your life. I don't care how big it may be or how big of a picture. I mean, you got to understand that a lot of the listeners have to understand the reason. I mean, a lot of people are probably thinking, why the heck would he go to that much of an extreme to get a picture of Justin Bieber, or, you know, get a video or whatever they were doing?
Right.
Well, and a picture of Justin Bieber in the paparazzi world, and you sell it to an agency or something like that, could be $100,000. You know, it could be a real big sale, a really big push for him. But still, is that worth your life? You know.
Right.
And thinking of it on the celebrity side of things, like, I saw a lot of tweets by some friends of mine, like, you know, leave us alone and things like that. You know, I know a lot of paparazzi type people and agency people that actually are a lot more successful than most, because they have that respect threshold. You know what I mean?
Right.
They won't overstep a boundary. You know, if you know. Yeah, and, you know, I would say that, I mean, I don't know if anybody's listening that may be a paparazzi. You know, I would say, like, you know, make sure you know that respect threshold where, it, like, let's say, I don't know, Selena Gomez and somebody else is having dinner somewhere. And you know that she's having dinner it's on a personal tip, you know, and you respect the fact that, I'm going to give you your personal space. And then you may see Selena or something, they may remember that. You know, like, you got to understand, I would say my advice on the whole situation is just be respectful. Do what you got to do. Of course,
right.
Get your money. And, yes, those pictures can be worth money or whatever. But at the same time, you know, I mean, the way I work, you know, if you're more respectful and you try to help other people more than you just try to get over on somebody, you're going to get a lot more out of it. I think it's the same way in that world. I think. For instance, a paparazzi makes their money by the shot that they're able to give to a magazine or whatever. Well, if you're working, if a celebrity gives you that shot, you're gonna get a lot more out of it anyways. But if the celebrity doesn't like you, you're not gonna get the shot. Impossible.
Right. Exactly. And what the sad part about it is, he wasn't even in the car. that's what's really crazy about the whole situation. Like, he went through all of that to get a picture of somebody in a car that wasn't even there, and you know what I mean? And it took his life. Like, that's some crazy stuff to me right there. And you know, at the end of the day, I feel like this. I know they got to make their money, but, you know, you said be respectful. I just think it's weird that there's a job out there that people have to go and be disrespectful or do disrespectful things to people in their lives when they don't want to be bothered. Taking pictures of people in their most vulnerable moments, like stuff like that. I can't believe that that's a job, and it just blows my mind that people can walk around, run around, do this all day long while you're in your car, while you're with your wife, while you're with your kids, at a movie, like all these little things that you do on your personal time. And the thing that I don't like that people say, it comes with the territory of being successful. No, it doesn't come with the territory. Your job as an entertainer or artist or whatever you do is to do movies, sign autographs, talk to your fans, you know, and keep creating and keep giving them what they want. When you have your downtime, that's your time. If you choose to give a picture, if you choose to sign an autograph, that's on you. And they should respect that. You are not obligated to sit there and take a million pictures and have people flipping pictures all through the window and all through your car and all that. That's no job. There's nothing right about that. You know what I mean? So it kind of bugs me when people say that. It comes with the territory. No, it doesn't. It's sad that people think like that, because until they're in that world, until they're living the life of a Justin Bieber or Usher or Michael Jackson or whatever, they don't understand that they just want to be able to walk to the store, they just want to be able to drive to the mall, or they want to just hang out with their kids and not have to deal with the industry for the time that they have with their people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally, man. Like I said, as someone that's on both sides of the angle, like here's a story. I went to Rouse, and I was right next to Diana Ross, okay? Literally, I was right next to Diana Ross. She was, you know, packing up her groceries, and you know, she saw me kind of pull my phone out, and you could see her, like, kind of unease. And I actually walked to Diana. I said, look, Diana, I'm not calling anybody. I'm not doing anything. I'm actually on Twitter. Look. And she laughed. And Diana Ross knows who I am and will recognize. And, you know, come on, Diana Ross, are you kidding me? If I would have, you know, contacted anybody that I knew and said, hey, Diana Ross is here, or if I would have tried to get a picture myself or whatever. But, you know, and believe me, who knows if I'll ever see her again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at her and I said, just to let you know, I'm on Twitter. Look at this. And I think that she'll remember, you know, and who knows if I see her again. I may get a great interview or whatever. But I respected her that she was at the grocery store. You know, she's just doing her thing, you know, and I was looking to do was make her feel comfortable, and, you know, like, I'm not doing what you think I'm doing. Look, it's Twitter. And she smiled. She was like, thank you. And then she left away. And that's a true, true story. And I know some people would be like, you idiot, you could have done that, blah, 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 blah. Or some people would be like, oh, that's cool that you let her be. It all boils down, guys, to a respect factor. And
at the end of the day.
You know, and I am somebody that's won awards, and I have TV shows coming out, and I have tons of stuff that's happening, and it's because I'm very respectful, and I'm friends with a lot of celebrities because of that respect issue. I've had situations where I've been in studios with big-time celebrities, and I've gotten footage, and I've gotten pictures, and I've gotten things. I've gotten fights, literally fights between two very major celebrities. I've gotten footage that could make me tons of money. And I've still, to this day, not done anything with it. And now I work with those people. And they respect. So because of that respect, I'm getting a lot more out of it. I can make a phone call to them, and they're going to remember a long time ago, I didn't sell out. Or I didn't try to get that money at that one time. You always want to go look forward to the future and don't look at it now.
Exactly. Eric, I have this thing I say. It's this thing called 5 years. There's this thing called 10 years. They are going to come unless you die. But when they come, what you did in the process of those 5 to 10 years is what your life is going to be. So you have to be careful what you say right this second, every day, because what it does is it trickles up into the future. And 5 years from now, you're going to deal with every move you made, every sound you made, every person you ever dissed, every girl you ever disrespected, everything you ever lied about, stole. It comes back to you in one way, shape, or form. My auntie told me when I was little, she was like, Shane, don't ever worry about when somebody do something wrong to you, because it will come back to them. It might not come in the same day or the next week, but it will come back. And just sit back and watch. I guarantee you, you'll see them get their payback. You don't ever have to do it yourself, because it will get taken care of. And I solely believe that, man, because everybody that I know, if they've done something crazy, I've been like, already knew that was coming. Even for me, anything that I've ever done in the past, when I went through my stuff with the court, I was upset, but I just knew that at the end of the day, I was paying for something. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you pay. You always got to pay for something. So I couldn't sit around and be like, oh, why me? I just had to suck it up and be like, yo, you're going to get through this. Even though this is a joke, you're going to get through this, and it's going to make you stronger for your future. And that's how I handled it. But we got somebody on the line. We got a 9446 805 area code. Let's see who that is.
All right. Well, you know, I was going to go to a commercial real quick, and then we're going to – and they just left. I think you scared them, Shane.
You scared them. All right, yo, check this out. Yo, go into that commercial, let them know what's up, and we'll be right back. Planet Dance, Shane Sparks. We in there.
My bad, wrong one.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Don't you just love that? Yeah. No, it's dope. Hey, check this out. Who that is, we got a caller, 1060, area code 917. Let's see what they're talking about. Yo, Planet
Live.
Dance. You on the line.
Hey.
What up?
Hey.
Yo, who's this?
It's Victoria.
Oh, you got
the number. And then she's like, come on, you don't know
how I am. No, that's a different number. That's a different. Oh, you did hit her number. Okay. What's up, Victor? What's going on?
Nothing. I wanted to tell you two things. To answer your question, because I told you about Evan Lamb. Evan Lamb is one of those, you know, like what Dietrich does, sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like that. And he has extremely big fan base. Yeah,
is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, do this for me. Connect him with me. Give me his information, and I'll hit him up, okay?
Okay. How are people supposed to get on your show that you're doing, your dance show? How is that going to work?
What are you talking about?
Your dance show. You said
no, my dance show. Yeah, my dance show is not a dance show for dancers to come on and perform. It's not that. It's a reality show. It's about me and my life and introducing people to the whole dance world. Can you tell that person to be quiet in the back?
Shush, John. Hush. Okay, go ahead.
My show is basically my life as a dancer in the dance world. So it's a reality show about that. So it's all about what I want people to know, what people would never know. Just everything about the dance industry is what I'm trying to put out there. But from a street point of view, and they can follow me back to my hometown, groups that I've dealt with. You want to see what it's like to move to L.A. and not make it, move to L.A. and make it. You know, I'm trying to, like, put all of that out. Put that on the air so people understand what it's like to come to LA and not just come out here with these pipe dreams and expect to make it after they do a video, because that's not going to happen.
Well, do you think that you will do like a dance show for like dancers?
I would probably definitely do something like that, but I already have that show, but I'm not doing it right now. I got to do one thing at a time, you know what I mean? But I will, and when it's time to do it, I will let you know.
Okay, and okay. So you know, Hakuto, Mr. Kanishi, likes to hit me up every 3 months, per se, I guess because he's really busy.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. When I need him, I'll hit you up. All right, look, Victoria, I'll let you know when I need him, okay? So let him do his thing. I know him personally, so I could get in touch with him really easy. So, yeah, but I appreciate your time and your energy, okay?
All right.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, peace. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, Eric Zulli. We're doing it live right now. If you're on the line, let me see. 1060, who is that? 917?
Yes, sir.
1060, who could that be? Not that one.
Not this one? There's no other one. 1060,
one? 1060. It's right on top of that.
That's what we just did. That's Victoria.
Oh, God. You just did 2806. Okay.
We love everybody, man. Who's 2806?
Huh?
Who's 2806?
That's who we were just talking to.
No, we were just talking to 1060.
Okay, caller, you on the line. Who's this?
Caller 2806. Who's this? 219.
Christy.
See, I told you, different person, Shane.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Christy? How you doing?
I'm better now that you know who I am. I was like, no.
Hey, you know what? I was looking for that tweet, but I couldn't find it.
How could you not find it? I was like, you didn't even respond.
Because I didn't see it. I don't know. I went on there. I looked for it, and I couldn't find it. I was like, I don't see nothing from her. Nothing from that email. I mean, from that that name.
Oh, my God. Did you look under my full name?
Say that again?
Did you look under my full name?
I don't think I did. I mean, I just typed in. Would you tell me it again?
My full name is Christine Thomas with the C, and it's Chrissy One Love, Chrissy One Love.
Oh, Chrissy.
Yes.
One L U V?
Yes. I have one.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So can you send it to me, though? Can you just send it to my Twitter again so I'll see it and I can just respond to it so I won't have to look for it?
I don't know how to do it. I'm Twitter illiterate. If I send you a thingy, can't you see it? Like,
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Real quick.
Okay. Just look up my name. Just look up Sparks 5678 and just send me a message. That's how it's done.
Okay.
And if you're listening to this right now, anybody in the world, if you want to tweet somebody, you just look up their name and you send a message. That's from me to you. And I'm not a big Twitter person either, but I do know that. So
and I just
all right,
act
yeah.
like I'm slow. don't make me not like you. Don't even make me like that. Whatever.
Shane, while we have a caller on the line, I want to point out there's no other radio station, there's no other show in the world that will actually let you have a conversation. With
I know.
We are just talking. Okay?
That's
so
great
you guys,
though.
I well, we love it
every week.
And we really appreciate that. We want to talk to everybody. This is a vehicle and a way for you to interact directly with your celebrity that you would love watching on TV or whatever. And this is so cool. I'm like listening. And it's okay. These are our new friends. This is a conversation.
And what I would like to do, Easy, this is what's dope about it. I want people to call in. I want them to say, yo, I want to have a conversation with this person. And I want to make that happen. You know what I mean? I'm a writer
exactly.
Listening to 105.9, and they used to say, Usher, we need you to call in 20 minutes. If you don't call in, you this or you that. And all of a sudden, he'll call in like, what's up, my guy? You know what I mean? It was like pretty dope to get those people to call in. I used to love to listen to that because they would actually call in. If they didn't call in, they would just kill them, just dog them out. So I think that's dope. So if there's anybody out there y'all want to talk to, let me know, and I'll definitely try to get them on the line, especially information because I don't know everything, and I like to get people on the phone that people can ask questions to, like my boy Connect. He danced with Justin, and they have on a row, and he can answer a lot of questions from a lot of people that they want to know about Justin, you know what I mean, that I would never know because I've never worked with him. So stuff like that is beautiful to learn on Planet Dance. Yeah.
But
okay, so how's your new year? You good?
My new year is just all right. No, I'm not good, but it's all right. You know, I ain't going to complain. You ain't got so much time. But no, you know what? Every day is a good day. So I'm blessed.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Well,
yeah.
You enjoy your day, and make sure you hit me, okay, so I can read it, all right?
I'll do it right now.
All right, all good.
Okay.
All right, Chris, you have a good day, all right?
You too.
Love yep.
You. Bye.
All right, 2013, y'all, what's new? What you going to do? We got a lot of plans. Me and Easy about to change the game. I want everybody to know, get your game face on because this year is going to be crazy. If y'all don't know, 2013 is going to be a special year because it's my comeback. It's Easy doing everything that he wants to do, being the Hollywood It guy. It's the dance world being put back on the map. We lost ABDC, but we got So You Think You Could Dance. So I need y'all to, you know, keep supporting because we need to bring more shows on that's going to help us dancers that this is all we want to do in our life. This is all we love, and we need more shows. We need more vehicles, and I will definitely be bringing something else to the dance world so we can have that extra vehicle to take us to the next level because we got a lot to say. You know, I want to be 90 years old talking about all the things that I did and that dance helped me accomplish, okay? So if y'all with me, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, stay in tune with me, Plant Dan, Shane Sparks, Eric Zuli, doing it the easy way. Yo, and make sure y'all hit us all up on our Twitters, me, Sparks5678, at Eric Zuli, ERICZULEY, WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcast. If you're on Facebook, if you ain't on Facebook, something's wrong with you. But if you're on Facebook, hit us up. Easy Way Broadcasting. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, the hottest place in the world to be if you want to know what's going on in the dance world. Yo, get at me. Easy, how you feeling?
Yes, sir. You know what I think we should do, Shane? Should we tell them about this new show, Dance Express? Should we talk a little bit about that?
Oh, see, Easy, see, I'm trying to hold back on all the real good stuff because I want to make sure that when we tell them, we have all the details, but you can give them a sneak peek.
You know what I was thinking about doing? Why don't we call one of the executive producers of the show and see what they want to say? And like you said, just call people up at a random and just kind of like have them start talking and stuff. And you know, and we don't have to give them everything, but it's a pretty big show, my dude. I'm hosting, you're choreographing, we're both in it. Like, I'm excited. I want to say a little something. Like, we can't give them
everything. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, if you want to give them a little bit, I'm down with that. You know, so I'm the ball is in your hand.
Let me call Turner, which is actually one of the co-executive producers that brought me in, and see if he picks up, and maybe he can talk a little bit about it or whatnot, and I can always, I control. I'm holding the.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens then. Will Connor pick up? Will he pick up his phone?
Thomas Turner, pick up the phone. It's a block, I think. When they call from this.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Thanks,
six,
dude.
Two,
thanks for not picking
six.
Up.
Okay. Well, let me.
It's all good.
Well, anyway, I'll talk a little bit about. There is a show. It is somewhat like American Bandstand, American Idol, and it's got some fashion touch to it, and a whole bunch of really cool stuff. It's a new show that is. I could possibly about 80% say it's coming out on TV, on some sort of major network. There's many discussions going on right now. And what happens is me and Shane are going to be in a new show here. I'm the host, and Shane is he is the lead choreographer, dance choreographer. And, we're in the discussion stages right now. I actually just met with them in a really nice place in Glendale. And, Shane, I got to tell you, that meeting was awesome. So that is something to definitely stay tuned for. And to go back to our girl Victoria, who always supports us, that is going to be a show that you can be on. That is going to be a show where we're going to be looking for talents and stuff like that. And we are going to be shooting the pilot, and we're going to be auditioning and casting and things like that probably around February, March. But that's all I'm going to say. Next.
That's all good. Yeah, that's all you need to know. Yo, y'all listening to Planet Dance. It's your boy Shane Sparks, Eric Zuli, giving you the newest news on the dance world. Hope y'all love it. Hope y'all respect it. Hope y'all understand that all we want to do is give you the information that you need. Shane Sparks, Eric Zuli, we out of here. Eric, you got any last words?
Always, man. I want to tell them about Vanessa Curry. You guys, former Pussycat Dolls, you know, if you checked her out on my show on Easy Talk, she's actually going to be co-hosting with me on my show starting after the 17th. Of this wonderful month of January, and then also the 19th, Victoria, and I don't know the other girl, but she also supports us. We love her, and all the fans that are supporting. You have your chance to meet myself and Shane Sparks. Shane is going to be doing his show live on the 19th, Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, off Melrose at a store called Scream Famous Clothing. You can go to HollywoodItGuy.com to get more information on that, and all the celebrities, everybody involved with Easy Way Broadcasting and doing the Easy Way, everybody that supports Shane. I mean, it's going to be a really awesome event, and this is our event to really meet you and meet and greet. We want to meet our fans and the people that listen to the show and that support and our social media and stuff. So remember, mark that on your calendar. The 19th, Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Scream Famous Clothing, Melrose Avenue, Hollywood, California. That's it. Now we out. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Planet Dance, we out. Thank y'all for listening. 2013 is going to be the bomb. Holla. All right, we out. Eric, hit it.
I'm lagging here. Sorry, computer's lagging.
Exactly. That's dope, actually.